Welcome to the Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing professionals leverage data to generate revenue. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Now for our host and CEO of Every Market Media, Rick Holmes. Rick Holmes.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show. I'm Rick Holmes, your host and fearless leader of Every Market Media. This week, I have Gil Alouche from Metadata.io. He's the founder and CEO. Gil, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you, Rick, for having me.
Absolutely. Gil and I are having a couple of cocktails. It's 3:18. Maybe they're not cocktails. Maybe they're mocktails, guests. It's the 23rd of February today, folks. I brought my friend Gil aboard. He's got an interesting perspective. He's almost like a privateer, and you know we love privateers on the show. I met Gil's company early, right when they took their first investment, and our show topic that we picked, or that the marketing people kind of picked for us to kick around, was about, we had our choice of like a growth topic, and we had a choice of a culture topic, and they were all really long-winded. We settled in, guys. We're going to talk about how you pretty much can't grow unless your culture's in order, or if you do grow, your culture's not in order, you will probably regret that later, sometime. You think that's true, Gil?
100%. 100%.
Right, tap it out for people first so they know, what does metadata do besides generate leads?
Well, Metadata is a platform for B2B marketers in mid-market companies to enterprise that helps them generate a predictable pipeline of inbound leads from target accounts. So if your current job is to generate from 100 stage ones to 1,000 stage ones, and you want to first have the predictability of that volume, the velocity, as well as the quality of that pipeline, and then you will also want to control the unit economics of that acquisition, then you turn to Metadata that has two components. One is a targeting graph that is the largest because we didn't actually build it ourselves. We are relying on dozens of different data vendors.
Like a pool or a co-op. Yep.
Yeah, like a co-op of dozens of data vendors from firmographic, demographic, buyer intent, and technology install-based data that allows you to essentially have the same targeting data across all of your channels. So you don't have to rely on Facebook's targeting criteria or LinkedIn targeting criteria or Quora or Reddit or Google AdWords. You can apply the same one.
And you don't have to log into 13 panels.
Exactly. You don't have to download CSVs. You don't have to join them. You don't have to upload them. None of that stuff. And the other part, which is most of our RPs concentrated around, is our experimentation framework. We found out that the best way to achieve excellence is by experimentation. And so by trying instead of 20 campaigns, because that's what your intuition tells you and your capacity and expertise, you can actually run 1,000 campaigns. And instead of optimizing them on vanity metrics that marketers between markets can talk about, but you actually optimize them on board level KPIs like pipeline, CAC, then
deals.
Excellence. Deals. Exactly.
Stuff to pay for. Yeah. So your kind of genesis to helping people. So let's, I guess, start with growth and we'll move to culture. But your genesis to helping people starts with online ads, right? So everybody that comes on the show, I don't want to say they have their own flywheel, although flywheel is a super popular buzzword, people, that everybody loves to say flywheel, maybe New Yorkers mostly. But everybody starts their flywheel maybe in a certain position, or like if you're an engine person, it's top dead center. But it sounds like from my learning, listeners, Gil's engine starts in online ads. So that's typically going to be an impression on a major website through Facebook, through Quora, like you hear talking about. Other folks might make that top of funnel start with a cold email and a phone call. Who knows, right? But just to make clear, this is what Gil's system is doing. And there's a couple other similar, but I think that the main takeaway everybody needs to remember is like all this cool technology, it's great. We really respect everybody working and spending money on building it. But if it doesn't make board level stuff, I don't really care if you served 100,000 impressions for an efficient amount of money. That's kind of irrelevant. And there's a lot of that. Hell, I've bought ads on Quora and I can tell you, it's pretty inefficient sometimes, especially relative to the metrics you care about. And if you don't have the experimentation, their engine is not terribly robust built in. So maybe some of this stuff will help us. Let's shift gears off of growing and making leads, Gil. when was your defining moment that you realized metadata.io needed some culture and you had to tell it what it was?
You know, when I had to fire my first employee, not because he wasn't performing, but because he was getting the other hyper-performing people out of the business and frustrated. So I realized that, you know, in many ways, for better and worse, and there is worse in there, my character and my own nature affects the culture of the company, and the people that I hire and give power in the organization also affect the culture immensely. And so I had to determine what kind of company I want to work in and what kind of company I would never work in myself. And so I shouldn't distill that culture, my business. That was the defining moment.
I mean, and instill is the right word. I always thought that like we could do it through leading by example, which you can kind of do. But, you know, and we're both listeners. We both grabbed the same book, free plug for Horowitz. Is it Ben Horowitz? Is that the guy's name?
Ben Horowitz, You Are What You Do.
Yeah, it's a really good book, guys. And the other one he wrote, The Hard Thing About Hard Things, that's good too. But yeah, I mean, I think it's important. We had to instill is like, you got to write it down. You got to make it explicit. Because as soon as you're not looking, as soon as another value conflicts with it is the thing we're learning in this book, that's the one that'll win.
Exactly. What happens in a room? You know, what happens in a room when you're not there? What kind of conversation and decisions are being made?
Yeah. When it's like this, you know, when you're negotiating with a vendor and is it the price or the partnership? And which one is your team going to shake out when you're not looking? And you look at the culture too, or like a Facebook or something where like Mark Zuckerberg is known to have like a chokehold on that business's performance and employees. I mean, it's just everybody's got to build their own ship. And I think lead gen goes right or wrong, I think, based a lot too on the fit of the approach you take through a company like ours. I think I realized, man, we needed culture here on the second run through, third run. I forget how many runs I've had total. I guess I kind of break things into like your thinking, man. But like at my old company, whose name I won't drop, I worked a lot and we built a huge team and I loved a lot of those people. But dang, once it got out of who I could talk to directly, more than about 20 folks. And the problem was then, Gil, I don't know if you've realized this, maybe you solved it in time. For me, then it was too late. It was too late to save it. I had built it bigger than me.
No, I heard you.
The monster is too big.
I hear you completely. I've definitely made this mistake. You know, I think every time I get ahead of it a little bit closer. So every time I'm a little bit less late than I was before. And I found that by not being embarrassed or ashamed of me just like tackling this conversation, just coming fully vulnerable and saying like, look, let's have this conversation. What's happening? Let me share with you the dilemma I have. Let me share with you the problem I have. Is this happening? And every time I do it, every time I do it, I am so happy I did it. But every time it's so hard to have that conversation. You know,
it is too. Can bug it for a minute. I have to like sometimes too with these conversations, and I don't know if I'm a softie. I've been told I'm absolutely not a softie, but I feel like I'm a softie sometimes when I have these conversations. They can be gut-wrenching, you know? But one of the characters Gil and I were talking about from this book that we both think is pretty neat is this prison guy that's in prison. His name is Shaka Sengur, and he's in a Michigan prison system.
Not in prison anymore. Successful now.
Well, he's not in prison anymore. He's out, right?
He's out. Successful.
And he, the prison gangs there, I guess, have like a religious basis a lot. And this guy climbs his way to the top of a very violent system in like the most savage way possible. And then kind of looks down on the pile of bodies and like, well, this is unpleasant, and decides to go another way. And it's been a hell of a conversation with you, Gil. If we can impress on any of our new teams out there that are minting growing teams and are hitting up metadata or EMM for data, can we please implore you to actively write something down for your culture and give it to people on the first day for your company? Because when you're successful, and hopefully you are, you'll look back. If you got a bunch of people that you didn't make a plan for, oh man, they'll thump you.
100%.
Made me quit. It made me quit at least one time. It'll make you quit. Gil and I implore you people.
100% agreed. I will even tell you, you know, one thing is don't forget to be true to yourself. Whatever is your gut feeling, whatever is your character, your morals, like be true to it. What this guy did in jail and then outside of it is apply long-term thinking to a very short-term situation. You're in jail, you're about to be stabbed any day. I have no idea how it is to live in a situation like that. But the truth is, if you're able to think long-term, think about what's going to happen afterwards, what's the long-term implication, what do you have to benefit but not doing this very reactive thing, that's a win. And you can definitely apply learning from that to the long term. And you're thinking about culture. I have no idea yet how to codify culture. Honestly, I haven't yet done that for metadata.
Ooh, I'll send you mine.
Please do.
I made it.
One thing I did do, I will tell you, is write down a small FAQ. It's just one pager that tells you how I think and do. What are the things that I find appalling?
Oh, what are the things for, that I for Gil specifically? You
admiring
did.
And mm-hmm. you know that's like a, for Gil. For Gil and share yours so that I know how to interact with you before I do. Like I know what is your pet peeves. I know what you despise. And so I'm going to be super respectful and thoughtful about those things with the assumption that you're an A player that I want to work with.
Oh, treat everybody that way. 100%. You know what you got? There's another book for your stack and we'll give some authors some free plugs. Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson. No, I don't think that I'm surrounded by idiots, but we've all had those moments where we want to pull your hair out that I'm surrounded by idiots. Great book for learning personality types. I found when I finished that end of that Horowitz book, one of the concluding steps was, you know, values have to reflect what you can stand up to, at least partially, you know, you as the founder, you as the CEO, you as the team lead, the sales manager, the whatever. Otherwise, you won't be able to hold it down.
That's right.
And I'd like to remember and remind a specific guest whose name I can't mention, but has been on the show before and is a big time data person right now. Big time. You and I both know him. He puts money in both our pockets. We're not going to say who this person is, but they're hyper competitive. Probably the most competitive we've ever met. And I want to remind him if they hear this at the end of the show, because they told me they'll, and this is how they'll know it's them. They told me that fulfillment is a big word, but I say, winning a game you can't win ever, business, generating leads, filling pipelines, making money, you can't ever win that game. I say fulfillment is an easier task. At least building a culture you like and a place you want to come into every day is an easier task than winning every day. And if you get out of this piece, guys, anybody takes anything off of this show, build your culture, hopefully, proactively, like you're going to win. Because soon you will. And cleaning it up after the fact is a mess. And big boy up there, if you're listening to this show for a hot second, you can just hear that as a direct call out. Make sure you keep your things orderly. Gil and I are counting on you. Gil, if anybody wants to get a hold of you after the show, how do they do it?
Simple. Gil@metadata.io. I'm always happy to talk to people.
All right. And Gil is hiring too. People out there in the world, you having a hard time getting work?
That's right.
Oh, man. We got work. Get out of this. Get out of this, these crappy jobs. You're working minimum wage or something? Oh my goodness. Can you use a computer? Yeah. We probably got work for you at some
even if
level
you make
of
a lot of
information
money,
services. Yeah.
You have to work in a company where you can be yourself. So that's most important.
Then you'll make money. It'll just come right along. Amen. Right. Gil, we gave him your info. Guys, you can reach me on LinkedIn. You can reach Gil on LinkedIn. We've had metadata.io on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Gil, thanks for coming.
I'm here, Rick. Thank you.
Listeners, we'll catch you next time. Catch us on the web. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to The Corporate Data Show. Do you have a topic or guest idea? We want to hear from you. Reach out by sending an email to marketing@everymarketmedia.com. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Until next time.